actually really struggled with this poem. I didn't, all I had was a title going into it. And so when I sat down to write it, I thought about the women's movement, you know, that's in quotations, and how far we've come, how the world is kind of starting to look so much different now. Like, there's now a Gillette commercial about how men should be more accountable for their actions. I think that's amazing. You know, we did that. But I also thought about how much we have left to do and how it can seem kind of daunting, how we are taught kind of unconsciously or subconsciously to see ourselves and value ourselves in the way other people value us. And so when I sat down to write it, I just tried to put that on paper about how it's not important how others see us, but it matters how we see ourselves. So this poem is called 50 Ways to Be a Woman. This is a poem about women, but it's not a woman's poem. There are no hearts and flowers and traditional feminism here. There must be 50 ways to be a woman, after all. This poem is about every one of us who's ever felt small or ugly or less than in our own bodies, like if we could only be as pretty as, or as tall as, or as thin as, or as blonde as, then happiness would just fall at our feet like in a Dior commercial. I wonder sometimes, what would Gloria or Rosa think of our civil rights protests and women's marches? How would Susan and Mary judge how we've used the vote they fought so hard to win for us? Would Simone count her sacrifices as justified by the allowances we give our celebrities, our directors and producers, our musicians and our clergy, our president? What would Marsha or Sylvia think about how far we've come? About how far we have left to go and what we allow ourselves to settle for? There must be 50 ways to be a woman, but none of those ways deal with traffic lights or begin with words like semester and history. Being a woman is the beginning of who we are. For better or worse, it informs everything about how we face the world, whether that happens to be a struggle for recognition or validation, or a struggle to be taken seriously at all. Being a woman isn't about motherhood or being a wife or being a daughter or a sister, although that can certainly be part of it. It's not about how we can relate to others that validates us as women, but how we relate to ourselves. We make the woman, not anyone else. And what are we marching for if not for the right for every one of us, femme, stud, butch, lesbian, straight, trans, cis, and gender fluid, to live as our best selves, and for our sisters in arms to do the same? This is a poem about women, but it's not a women's poem. This is a poem about every one of us. There must be 50 ways to be a woman, after all.